We've just been speaking with two of the bloggers here in South Carolina. We also have our own team at News and Notes. Do you want to volunteer for a campaign but don't have the time? Now you can volunteer for your chosen candidate and never leave your couch. Our own team includes web producer Jeffrey Bennett for News and Notes. He's here to explain. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So, we are preparing for Saturday's vote. How are the candidates using the web?
Well, like you said, they've made it possible for folks to do some heavy lifting on the part of the campaigns without ever leaving home, really. Both Clinton and Edwards on their websites have tools that allow people to register online to become volunteer phone callers. So if you have a computer, once you're approved, you get a list of your neighbors who you can call, and you get a script to follow so you can drum up support for people, for those candidates among the people who live around you. And both Obama and Edwards let people sign up via cell phone for campaign updates and event information. And Obama even has what he calls a letter to the editor tool. On his site, they encourage people to write a letter to this local South Carolina newspaper, and they offer talking points for people to stay on message. And I should mention that this is in addition to, you know, photos, blogs, and videos that have become rather conventional on these kind of websites.
So we've got some of the folks from News and Notes here in South Carolina. What can folks find out on our site?
Well, on our blog, we've got a whole host of resources. We have links to South Carolina history and the role that that state played in the fight for civil rights, background and history on the Gullah people. We have links to all the candidates' South Carolina-focused websites and political analysis outlining the role the state has played in previous elections and what's at stake in this one. And if folks sign up for our newsletter, they can also get alerts as breaking election news warrants.
All right. What else is popping off on the blog?
Well, politics is always, but aside from politics, last week we talked about the ethical debate over consuming meat and milk from cloned animals. We talked about that on the blog and then followed it up on the show. Moji Odorinde, one of our readers, read that and posted, "Americans would rather eat products than real food." And she said, "Even if cloned meat were safe, she'd still want to have the choice." People are also talking about real estate, specifically pegged to the high-rise condo crash in Miami that you wrote about. Mel G., one of our readers who lives in Atlanta, read that and wrote, "The foreclosure rate in Atlanta is off the meter," and suggested that it prove the need to teach financial literacy in America's schools. And there's this issue about our show, is News and Notes Too Black? It was a post that you wrote sometime last week. And Don B. wrote, "Prove you're not racist, News and Notes. Where are the Latino, Asian, and white versions of your show?" Ernie says she likes the balance that she gets from News and Notes, and someone even said we're too politically correct, so you can't please all the people all the time.
You never can. Jeffrey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joined me from our studios at NPR West.